Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update on Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this fabulous Wednesday, August 4th, we are broadcasting live from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona, from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices. And we've gotten a break in our monsoon weather. For how long? That is yet to be determined. Anyway, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us this Wednesday and every Wednesday. We bring you the midweek update at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and talk about tools, financial tools that you need for 30 minutes. We give you practical advice you can incorporate into your life right now, today, to help get you on the road to financial wellness. And financial wellness can occur in an instant. Once you get your mind set, the money will follow. It's pretty fabulous. And this week, we are going to talk about back-to-school savings. I know you're kind of going, what? Or some of you have been like, yes, I know, my kids are hammering me, and some kids are already starting even next week. My stepson starts next week. I can't believe it. I don't know what happened this summer. I guess we have all these silly breaks along the way, and I think that's what makes the school year so long and arduous. But, you know, what do I know? I just remember what it was like when I was a kid and having a good time in the summer sun. And things just didn't cost as much back then, it seems. And there wasn't as much to buy like there is today with all the kind of new fashions and electronic gadgets and all the extra crap, it seems, that kids need today that we didn't need back then. I mean, I never needed to carry a backpack or any of all of this other stuff. So it's kind of interesting. So today we're going to talk about what you can do for back-to-school savings to help lighten the load on your wallet, especially if you have more than one child. That can be fairly financially perilous, especially if we haven't planned appropriately for it. And this is one of those no seasonal exceptions key type of things, because every year we know that they start to school at about the same time, and every year we know that they're going to need a bunch of crap and they're going to need all the latest crap. So it's something that we can start planning for the day they go to school. We can start saving up for next year based on our expenditures this year. So we can take and learn from this year on how to better prepare for next year using our no seasonal exceptions key, which is actually coming up in a few weeks. This Saturday's key is hope for the best, plan for the worst. I can't believe it. Next week, we're breaking the budget. It's just we're cranking through these keys. So anyway, how about some back-to-school savings? CNNmoney.com says that back-to-school spending is in full gear, and this year's families, and I about fell out of my chair when I read this, are going to spend almost $14 billion with a B, as in, boy, that's a lot of money, dollars, according to the National Retail Federation. I'm kind of blown away by that amount of money, just on back-to-school stuff. So what you can do to lighten the load on your wallet is simply this, and that is apply these five principles and see if you can help get your finances on track and keep them on track even though it is back to school season. the first thing that you can do is escape the sales taxes. And you're like, what? Yes, I know. As money-grubbing as Obama is right now, many states are offering residents a temporary sales tax holiday on back-to-school items. Most states put a ceiling on the price of eligible merchandise, typically $100 to $300 per clothing item sold and $1,500 to $4,000 for computer equipment. If you live in Connecticut, for example, you can buy $300 worth of clothing tax-free from August 21st to 27th. Other states with upcoming tax holidays include Massachusetts and New York. So I would surf on the internet and figure out if your state is eligible. One of the coolest things when I did a speech and debate competition and I was in Minnesota, they don't even have sales tax on clothes, but they have like a triple tax on fast food, like one of those punitive taxes, like they don't want you to eat it, but they do because that's their source of revenue. So they're hoping that you still eat it anyway. It's kind of a funny thing. Number two, you can buy in bulk. Buying in bulk at a discount warehouse like a Costco or a Sam's Club is a great way to save a lot of cash, especially if you have a large family. You can save up to about 15%, says Paul Richard, our regular show guest from the Institute for Consumer Financial Education. One way to make bulk purchasing work for you is to go to your school's parent-teacher association and see if it's possible to pool buying needs and resources. Many schools have moms that get together, so even if you only have one child but are strapped financially, you can take your efforts to clothe and prepare your child for school and combine it with those other parents that may have one or two children and create your buying in bulk to share the savings with all of you. The next is to pay less for text. And what do I mean by that? All the college textbook bills that you are getting for your college-bound children cost hundreds of dollars, but you don't have to carry that kind of financial burden. eBay has a website, half.com, and you can get textbooks for half price. At this website, economics, business, philosophy, for about $40, a fraction of the price. And there's this book, Freakonomics. At Borders, you can get it for $25.95, but at Barnes & Noble and Amazon, it's half the price. Now, if you think that's a smoking deal, on half.com, it's only $9.05. So you're getting almost a 75% savings. So it pays to go online and do a little bit of homework first before you walk out that door and are just a glutton for punishment, financially speaking. Also, get plugged into deals. You know, your kids are going to need financial calculators. And you know what? They're not getting any cheaper than what they were when I was in class when I needed financial calculators for trigonometry and calculus and stuff like that. So electronic stores are, like, on every corner. And they also have discount electronic stores. Now, Consumer Reports says retailers, especially price clubs, don't have adequate staff to answer questions. So you need to go online and do your research and maybe also buy your electronics online. You can have them shipped to you, and because you're not paying the rent on a brick-and-mortar institution, you can probably save some coin there too. And get connected for less is the last tip on this back-to-school savings guide. If you like the idea of staying in touch with your child but you feel a little queasy about giving them an expensive cell phone, they have a lot of kiddie mobile phones out there on the market. Now, all you have to do is contact your current carrier and see what they have as what they call child-friendly phones. They'll allow you to store two numbers. They can answer calls, and they can also call an emergency number like 911 on the phone. It's pre-programmed. And with some of the different cell phone services, you can also put those tracking systems on. So as long as your child's phone is on, you can GPS into them and find out exactly where they are at any given time. We have so much more in store for you on today's show. I don't know if you caught yesterday's millionaire nuts and bolts, but it was on the power of visualization. And if you haven't had a chance to download that episode, it went like wildfire yesterday. I can't believe all the downloads that we had just in one day. And we're getting more live listeners. More people are getting up early. If you're an East Coaster, it's no big deal. 6:30 a.m. on the West Coast is no big deal. You're already working by that time. But take a listen and allow yourself to relax and really absorb the concepts that we're talking about. These concepts are things that millionaires do each and every day. This is what keeps them motivated. It keeps them enjoined with their passion, and it allows them to have the intestinal fortitude to continue on, even though circumstances may look bleak for what they're pursuing, but because they're passionate and they persevere, they usually win. And these concepts and techniques that we talk about on Tuesdays are just amazing, and we're getting some really great feedback from this 15-minute show. So tune in to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts on Tuesdays to start your day the millionaire way. Coming up on today's show, we have 10 ways to save during back-to-school season and all kinds of tips, tricks, and tools to help you get your kids back to school in fashion. I'm Heather Wagenhall, your purveyor of prosperity, and you're listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now! For $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and it is our back-to-school savings special. Now, this is a really tough time because I remember when I was growing up, my mother used to take me and we would go to, there was a store back then called Fashion Gal. And it was the place where everybody shopped. And labels weren't so much the deal. It was just how loud could your clothes be because, well, I was a kid growing up in the 80s. So it was all about day glow colors. And you wore like five different polo shirts with different collars. And you wore like three pairs of socks. You always had to buy your sneakers a few sizes too big because you had to fold over your socks in the different colors and things. It's kind of funny back in the day when I look back and I think about, what we did and what we wore. It was kind of funny back in the day. And I remember we would shop at the beginning of summer and put all this stuff on layaway. And then at the end of summer, the layaway would be paid off. I'd work all summer long to pay for it. And then by the time it was time to pick up the clothes, none of it fit because I grew out of it. Oh, it was so funny. Anyway, just some funny memories that I was having about going back to school. Now, another way to keep your cost down is to take a look at and take an inventory of what you already have before you even walk out that door. So if you start by shopping at home, and these are 10 tips from the Today Show, start by shopping at home and avoid some of those hundreds of dollars you might be spending by looking at what you and your family have. If you have more than one child of the same gender, you may be able to do the hand-me-down thing. And I know some kids hate hand-me-downs, but it's the nature of the beast, and it builds character. What can I say? It'll just make you buckle down and work harder so you can have new stuff if you're the hand-me-down kid. But take a look at what you have. You might have had notebooks that they maybe like wrote on one or two pages and then they got shoved in the corner, or you might have been picking up and they left them on the countertop one day and you shoved them in a weird place in the pantry or something, and then they never got back to that book and they started another one. So take a look and see what you have. You might actually have an overabundance of pens, pencils, folders, and all of that stuff. So take a look and start shopping at home. And also become aware that a lot of stores are going to start specials and sales. So read the paper, pay attention to what's on the internet, and there's a lot of great internet coupon websites. We did We did a show on super web savings. So you can start by shopping on the internet. Another great place for basic supplies like folders, pens, pencils, and all that stuff would be at a dollar store. They actually have quite a selection. And if you bring your child there, they can start learning the value of a dollar and show them how much more value that they receive by shopping there versus a name brand or fancy department store. Another thing that you can do if you're really strapped for cash is to scour garage sales, thrift stores, and consignment shops. Now, some of that takes a little extra legwork, and you don't always get what you want or may not have it in your size, and unfortunately they can't run in the back and find another one. But you can save a tremendous amount of money because you'll get shirts and shoes for like $3 or $4 a pair, and you'll get pants and dresses and stuff for maybe $5. You can't beat that savings. I've shopped at thrift stores and consignment shops. The thrift stores seem to be a little bit better on the value side. Consignment shops are still trying to make a profit and gouge you. So even though there wasn't any cost to them bringing the merchandise in, they're still paying out a commission to whoever brought it there. The quality varies at different places. Consignment stores usually don't take in items that are excessively worn, that don't have good resale value, because, again, they're trying to make a good buck. So you might find gently used items at a consignment store, but if it's all about the value and the price, I'd say head to the garage sale in the thrift stores. You can't beat it. And, you know, it doesn't matter. If you're going to be a label whore, I'm just going to say this, if you're going to be a label whore, does it matter that you paid full price? Or are you actually not the fool, but the wiser one of the bunch when you didn't, and you get to wear the same brand for a lot less money? Just a thought there, that you don't have to go and buy all of the designer labels at the department store. You can still find those designer labels for a lot less elsewhere. Also, remember, you also have online opportunities. You've got eBay and Craigslist that you can also find stuff on. But the key to saving is going to be setting some guidelines. Children crave structure and boundaries. And as much as they would like to go to the mall and go nuts, if you have financial concerns, you've got to talk to your kids about money, especially if you don't have any. And if you are at this point, what you need to do is saying, okay, by doing the groundwork first and seeing what you have at home and doing an assessment, and then going from that assessment and seeing what we have and then what we need. And if you and your child work together to set some great guidelines for shopping, you can have a financially better time at the back-to-school thing. If you don't set those guidelines, your kids could be trying to get those True Religions for $200 a pair, and they could get one pair of True Religions and wear them every day for the entire school year. Or you can take that money and reallocate it and get a nice wardrobe for that same amount of money. But it's all in how you set it up, and it's all in how you frame it. So the key when having these conversations with your kids is setting it up for success. And the key to having conversations with your children, because they're still sponges, and they still will listen and learn, and they might give a little bit of flack back, but if you show them what the value is on the end and work from the outcome first, it makes it very easy. So many people don't know how to talk to their kids about money, or they're afraid to share with their kids that they're struggling financially. And whether it's because we made ineffective decisions or we had circumstances beyond our control change what our finances are, it doesn't matter. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It's something to take action and make a difference with. And here is an opportunity to do that. So if you set the ground rules by determining what is the outcome that you want to have occur, do you want your child to be able to have a diverse wardrobe? Or have they grown so much that the clothes that they don't have don't fit anymore, or the pants that were now full-length pants are now capris, and they're like so high waters that they make them into like a nice pair of shorts? If you need to restructure completely because of your child's growth pattern, you're going to have to really work to restructure the wardrobe. If they just need a few things and some of the other stuff still fits, they may not like it. You just got to figure out what it is that I can position this conversation with to get the outcome, which is to get your child to agree to whatever expenditures that you are willing and or able to make.
And if you start with that end focus, what is my outcome? What do I want to have happen? How do I want my child to respond to this? And you need to just work backwards, knowing your child's personality and what pushes their buttons, and work the conversation backwards so you have the right words to say when it comes time to say it. There is nothing wrong with practicing conversations with your children. It actually makes it better for you when you can practice what you want, because then you won't get emotionally engaged if they disagree or give you flack or rebel, because it allows you to stay grounded in what you know is right, and then you just lead them to the outcome that they want. Think of it like a salesperson. How would you want a salesperson to sell you? Would you want them to cram this product down your throat, whether or not it was right for you? Or would you be more inclined to have a salesperson join you in the process to search for what is right for you and lead you to make the decision you want to make anyway? Well, that's what you want to do. You want to focus on what your outcome is and then just play the scenario backwards and come up with different alternatives. All right, if my child says this, then I can say this to redirect a conversation back to where I want them to be. And as you move forward, just get little agreements along the way. Just think about a great sales process, the salesman that you really liked. He asked you questions, he got you involved in the conversation, and he led you to make the decision you want to make anyway. Your children don't want to be a terror. It happens because communication falls off. So this is a great opportunity to set up a wonderful communication system with your child, especially because technology can be super expensive. And by the time you open the box after you get it home, it's obsolete. And this is a great time to start teaching your children these important lessons about money. You can have very honest and frank discussions with them. You can show them the difference between needs and wants. Maybe you can set up some sort of an incentive system. Whatever it is, you have to think of what the outcome is. And if you do outcome-based thinking when you approach these conversations, and this can apply to anything with your children, it doesn't happen just to be with money. The same system applies if you have to do that ever-popular sex education discussion, or if you have to have the discussion about mommy and daddy aren't right for each other and we're probably going to get a divorce. Whatever the outcome is, you just have to frame your conversation to meet that outcome. If you want somebody to be joyous and enjoying you in a particular choice, you have to set the conversation up that way. And if you don't think about where it is you want to go, you might not take the right road to get there. And it's just like a trip. You wouldn't think about hopping in your car and just aimlessly driving if you didn't know where you were going. Once you decide where you're going, it narrows your ability to prepare a great presentation, or I should say, it narrows the focus and increases your ability to have a great presentation where you can create the outcome you desire by framing the conversation right. Nobody wants to shop at a thrift store. Nobody wants to admit that. But if that's where you are, what you need to be able to do is not focus on the fact that, honey, we can't afford the department store. It's, honey, you said you wanted a lot of name brand clothes, didn't you? Well, yes, I did, Mom. Well, wouldn't it be great if we could get all the brands that you wanted and still stay within our budget so you can look great when you hit that door on the first day of school? Well, yeah, Mom. Well, then we're going to go shop at this store instead. Now you framed it right. Now your child is now excited about going to the thrift store instead of dreading it. And now that takes so much pressure off from you as the mom of having to be the bad guy because you framed it right. You focused on what was positive about the situation and not the negative, and that makes the outcome that much better. Well, that's all the time we have today on our back-to-school savings special. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, we have an incredible show coming up this week. Hope for the best, plan for the worst is our key. And we also have famous author and bestseller Ellie Kay joining us to talk about money management. We should be checking in with Coco Brown this Saturday, too, to see how she's doing in her financial coaching process. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our website is www.unlockyourwealth.com, and we look forward to chatting with you then. Finally, financial freedom can be yours.